today we're here with Imam Zafar Bangash, and he is a longtime friend of the cause and the goods organization. So if you want to just say a couple words about yourself.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we are gathered to observe Al-Quds Day that was declared by our beloved leader, the late Imam Khomeini, back in 1979 to be observed as Quds Day internationally and globally in 1979. As we gather, there have been rallies in at least 800 cities around the world. And this year in Toronto, it is particularly significant because the Zionist lobby tried to ban our rally, and we won an important victory at Toronto City Hall, but we have many other battles to wage both at the provincial as well as federal levels. But we will continue to express our solidarity with our Palestinian brothers and sisters and to continue to call about the desecration of Masjid al-Aqsa in Jerusalem, the first Qibla of the Muslims.
So if I could ask you, why are you here today personally?
I have attended each and every rally for Al-Quds since it was announced by the late Imam Khomeini. Initially, there used to be about 15-20 of us. We used to gather and hold this rally, but gradually it grew. For me personally, it is important because Masjid al-Aqsa is the first Qibla of the Muslims, and it is of the utmost importance that Muslims strive not only to draw attention to its illegal occupation by the Zionists, but also to liberate it from the clutches of the Zionists. And it is both a religious, moral, political, and human duty of every human being, and as a Muslim, it is my personal responsibility to continue to speak out in support of Masjid al-Aqsa and its liberation, and the liberation of Palestine and of the Palestinian people.
Now that Palestine has been occupied for almost a century, what do you think needs to happen?
Well, the first point is that there has to be much greater awareness created worldwide, and I see that that awareness is now growing. As I mentioned, at least Quds rallies being held in at least 800 cities around the world. In Canada also, this awareness is growing. Once we have greater awareness, then we can strive towards imposing sanctions on the Zionist regime to bring it in conformity with international law. And if it doesn't, then it has to be forced to comply with international law. So Palestine does not belong to the Zionists, it belongs to the Palestinian people. And in fact, the Palestinians have said, and we as Muslims have said, that once this racist ideology of Zionism has been removed, then all people, whether they are Muslims, Christians, or Jews, can live as equal citizens under the law. And this is what needs to be done in occupied Palestine.
Now, the deal of the century is drafted. What do you think about this deal personally?
This so-called deal of the century is a conspiracy to deprive the Palestinian people of their rights. And regrettably and shamelessly, many Arab regimes are going along with this. But the reason, we are not really surprised, because these Arab regimes are also illegitimate. They were the creation of colonialism, just as the Zionist regime in occupied Palestine was the creation of colonialism. So this deal of the century is a stab in the back of the Palestinian people. We reject it, we will continue to condemn it, and we will continue to demand for the rights of the Palestinian people fully.
Okay, a final question. What would you say to the Canadian government and the Canadian people? What do you want them to know?
You know, in October of 2017, there was a public opinion poll conducted by ECOS, and it found that two-thirds of the Canadian people want to have sanctions imposed on Israel. Now, that means that two-thirds of the Canadian people realize that there are terrible things happening in Palestine, and Israel is an occupying regime. It is committing atrocities, and it has to stop. Yet, regrettably, the Canadian government, contrary to its own stated policy, is supporting the Zionist regime. And we want the Canadian government to stop supporting the Zionist regime, that it should uphold international law, that it should abide by its own stated policy, that is on the foreign ministry's or foreign affairs website, that Palestine is occupied territory, that Jerusalem's final status has to be determined through negotiations. Yet the Canadian government shamelessly is siding with the Zionist regime. But as I mentioned, if two-thirds of the Canadian people are calling for sanctions against Israel, that means that two-thirds of the Canadian people support tougher measures against Israel to make it comply with international law. And that is what needs to be done.
Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you.